You're listening to SBS News.
Australians woke up to news this morning that the coronavirus outbreak has officially been declared a global pandemic by the World Health Organization. It comes as the cases of COVID-19 virus exceed 118,000 worldwide, with more than 4,200 deaths. In Australia, there have been more than 100 confirmed cases of the virus, and there have been 3 deaths. The country joins a worldwide shift to ramp up preventative measures, with the federal government launching a stimulus package valued at $17.6 billion. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the plan will prevent the economy entering a recession, with apprentices, businesses and pensioners the central focus.
How long the virus runs for? Well, that is a matter that is still scientists and health professionals are advising us on. But it does have a finite life. There is another side to going through this issue, and it will be stronger on the other side, and the global economy will recover on the other side. And the Treasurer and I and the government want to be in the best possible position for our businesses, holding on to their employees, ensuring they're continuing to train up, ensuring that they're maintaining their investment plans, because on the other side, they're going to do well. And we're going to do everything we can to ensure they're best positioned to bounce back strongly on the other side.
The gross impact of the stimulus in this financial year and the next 2 financial years would be $22.9 billion, or 1.2% of the GDP. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the measures are temporary.
$3 out of $4 being spent is going to backing business and keeping Australians in jobs. There are 6 key measures. Each measure is temporary. Each measure is targeted, and each measure is proportionate to the challenge that we face.
More than 6.5 million pensioners and welfare recipients will get $750 cash payments from March the 31st to help them through the coronavirus crisis. The $4.8 billion plan will cover recipients on Newstart, disability support pension, carers allowance, youth allowance, veteran support payments, family tax benefits, and Commonwealth senior health card holders. Small businesses will receive government-funded wage subsidies to keep apprentices at work. At a state level, authorities are reminding the community of health and safety protocols. Health authorities are concerned by a number of new coronavirus cases in hardest-hit New South Wales. The cases have stemmed from human-to-human transmission, without links to those returning from travel to high-risk countries. The 12 new cases overnight have bumped up the state's toll to 77. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the management of COVID-19 is an evolving situation.
Once you have a certain number of cases, obviously reducing the spread becomes even more challenging. We have scenarios planned for various things that could arise, but I want to assure all of our citizens that if you take the precautions and you're extra careful, that there is nothing to be concerned about. The vast majority of people, the overwhelming majority of people who even contract the virus can be treated at home safely and don't need extreme medical intervention by any stretch.
A travel ban remains in place for Italy, China, Iran and South Korea. New South Wales Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the state's low rate is reassuring, considering Sydney's appeal as a tourist destination.
Given the global emergence of COVID-19 and its spread throughout the international community, that as an overseas travel destination, Sydney would be expected to pick up some of these cases. So that is pleasing, and we need to continue to focus on returning overseas travellers.
But its success is not guaranteed to last if the community fails to take responsibility for their health. Dr. Chant reminds the public to refrain from going to work if returning from travel and to get tested if respiratory symptoms emerge. School holidays may also be extended to contain the virus. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says that may consist of students extending their Easter school holidays. Meanwhile, Australian shares are poised to plunge after another rout on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Index has confirmed a bear market for the first time since the global financial crisis. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.